This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Man, I got to tell you, having this birthday coming up, it is coming up, and it is coming up hard, man. All right, and, you know, I've been, okay, I'm going to be honest about my age, because it's already all over Google, so I guess it doesn't matter. But this is the last day of me being 44 years old, and I'm going to be turning 45. And 45, just sounds a hell of a lot different than 44. And the reason why I'm so upset this morning is because being 44 still is like, well, I just barely made it to my 40s, right? And I have the whole year, even when I was 43, just panicking so much about the big 4-5 that I didn't really enjoy and revel in the fact that I was a youthful 44. Not size 44. We're talking about how old I am. I'm 44 years old. Stop it, people. Come on. And I did the same thing when I was 29 years old. I turned 29 and I spent the whole time worrying about turning 30. Then all of a sudden, it's I don't know, you know, the day before my birthday, and I go, wait a second, hold the phone here. I'm about to be 30, and I never just walked around and joined the fact that I was only 20. And I do that all the time. We always do that. We're like, oh man, I'm old. And you know, you're like 30. Yeah, by the way, any of you guys are 38 years old? Okay, please. Okay, enjoy it. So now that I'm turning 45, that means I am going to be deep, deep, deep into the 40s. I mean, I can't say I just barely, you know, I am now committed. And 45, to me, is the start of middle age. And instead of me being all young and perky and bouncy and cute, I am now, I'm my mom. you know, who's still bouncy and perky and cute, but I've turned into my mom. Maybe that's what's surprising. Maybe it has nothing to do with being 45. You know, being a professor now at Toro University, you know, I teach the students, and even though they're on summer break, the new group is coming in, and I have to really school them on how they present patients. And I am so afraid that they are going to look at a patient case of a 45-year-old woman or 45-year-old man and say, okay, well, boy, well, they're really at risk for heart disease and, you know, cancer and this, you know, because they're old. And I am going to be smacking them silly. Okay, I am not going to handle this very, very well. So I know I got my own issues, and I'm sorry I drag you guys into my issues. But, you know, this is just one birthday I'm not really excited about. And, you know, God willing, I make it to my 50s. I'm not going to be excited about that. But I got to tell you, man, we look good. I mean, I'm still younger than, what, Brad Pitt and George Clooney? I'm still younger than Harrison Ford. I'm still younger than Bruce Willis. And these are people who I think are very, very sexy and very, very cool. So I think I'm doing okay. Just, gosh, when a woman ages, it's different. It is different. A network contacted me about 6-7 months ago, and they really loved my style. They really loved the idea of a funny doctor. They thought it was awesome, and the conversation went so well, right? And then, and again, you know, when I talk, I mean, I sound, you know how I sound, okay? I'm trying to act all professional on the radio. You know, I'm talking like, oh, my God, hi, oh! You know, okay, you know, and I sound younger than I am. So all of a sudden, the question comes up on my age. And, I mean, I don't care what discrimination laws are out there. When you're in show business, okay, I mean, age is a factor. And that's just the way it is. And you just, you know, you just deal with it, unfortunately. And when I told them that I was in my early 40s, okay, they said, oh. And I'm like, why? You were looking for, you know, a doctor
who has all these years of experience, who's 23 years old. I mean, well, 44 is a little bit older. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he looks at Dr. Ruth. But so I'm already starting to feel the age discrimination. I'm already starting to, and it stinks because we're young. Now, okay, I know my producer is Tom, okay, and Tom is like, what, 24 or something? Okay, and, he could just go, suck on his, binky and baby bottle for all I care, being as young as he is.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 28 or 29, I can't remember. I was born in 86.
Call your mama and have her tell you how old you are. It doesn't matter, you're in your 20s. We don't even want to talk to you. Just go away. Just go.
Fine. I'll go sit in my corner then.
Yeah, go. Go talk to your mama, please. anyway, we got a group together because we got the Toms, trying to put us all in assisted living facilities and say we're to blame for the recession. I know I'm not a baby boomer, but I'm almost the age of one, so I guess, right? I was born in the 70s. Yeah. Look, Vietnam War. There's baby boomers from that era, too. Okay. Well, let's get to the news before I start to cry because I'm old. All right. We have a new report on very hot drinks. Now, when I was in medical school, we were taught that many people of Asian descent were more at risk for esophageal cancer because they would drink hot tea. And I was always taught, in medical school that hot drinks could be carcinogenic. Well, now we have a new study here 20 years later, acting like it's new news, but it's not new to us. But there's reminding us that hot drinks can be carcinogenic, causing esophageal cancer. So we're going to talk about that. Now, while you're sitting there with your cup of Joe going, well, wait a second, maybe I should have drank this cup of coffee if it's so hot. Maybe it's bad for me. The UN has now made a statement going, coffee is not going to be considered a possible carcinogen anymore. So we're going to talk about how coffee, I thought coffee was supposed to protect you from cancer. I didn't know people were saying coffee was a carcinogen. Where the heck did that come from? So we have one side of the world saying, guys, don't worry about it. Coffee is good for you. The other side is saying, whoa, don't be drinking hot drinks. You got to be careful. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some new drugs in testing right now to combat superbugs. This is going to be pretty exciting. We're also going to talk about the Surgeon General. I know, we have a Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy. Actually, real good guy. We just don't get to hear a lot about him. He's calling for a greater investment in the opioid fight. We also have news on some of the diet pills that are out there. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Coach, I cannot sing a song. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. I had a voice coach years ago. They quit. They're like, you know, I can't do nothing with her. Man, she is beyond help. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, while all these news events are going on, and boy, have we had a lot of things unfold and tragedies unfold, my job here at the Dr. Dahlia Show is to give you the medical news. So here we are with the hot coffee story. Okay, sorry guys. Listen, I have been covering Orlando. I have been covering a whole bunch of the stories via blood shortages. I am on top of it. But unfortunately, I've been talking so much about that I'm not getting you guys the meat of the medical headlines. And there are medical headlines and they are very meaty. So I got to do my job, all right? You know, the boss is always listening. A lot of you guys go, does anybody even listen to her show?
you know, at our network, because, you know, they do. They do. And I've read you some of the letters I get. You know, dear Dr. Dahlia Wax, come to our attention that you have been burping on air. You have a button on your microphone that is there to shut off in case you do have to erupt some gas. I'm like, thank you very much. I get these letters, you know, from the boss all the time, so it's fine. Okay, so in a review published today by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the Cancer Agency of the World Health Organization says drinking very hot beverages is possibly carcinogenic to humans, especially if you're drinking drinks greater than 149 degrees, which is in Fahrenheit. And for those of you that only go by Celsius, which I've never really learned and I don't know why, 65 degrees Celsius. Okay, but since none of us really know what the hell Celsius degrees are, let's just go back to the 149 degree Fahrenheit. How are you guys getting a 149 degree Fahrenheit drink past your lips and past your tongue? They say, unfortunately, this could cause people to develop cancer of their esophagus, which is the eighth most common cancer of the world in the world. Guys, fix your radios. It's the eighth most common form of cancer worldwide. Whew. Guys, if your radios are off, I'm going to sound like I'm not very fluent in my speech. You got to fix your radios, please. Drinking tea, coffee, or other hot beverages at this temperature can cause significant scald burns of the esophagus when they're consumed and has been previously linked to an increased cancer risk of that part of the body. Now, in Europe and North America, we really don't drink hot drinks. I know I see the Starbucks line always. By the way, it could be 4 in the afternoon and Starbucks has a line. Okay, it's not just people drinking morning coffee. I don't know how you guys could drink coffee at 4 in the afternoon and then not be able to sleep at night, but that's, you know, whatever you do, that's fine. Different strokes for different folks. But anyway, so I mean, I know we got a lot of coffee lovers out there, but I believe the temperature, I don't know what the highest temperature cup of coffee at Starbucks could be. I need to, Tom, could you look that up? Yeah, can you look up, I know you're busy, you know, reveling in your 20s, but can you look up what is the maximum temperature a Starbucks or McDonald's is allowed to give coffee?
Yeah, sure, give me two seconds.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, thank you. Yeah, see, this is a good thing. That's what you do with the young ones. You see, you start to pretend, oh, gosh, I'm so old. I can't look this up myself. I don't understand the internet. I need some youth to help me. And then you got Tom. I know. I love Tom. Okay, I'll start treating him nicer. You know, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. We're going to use it to our advantage.
The answer is...
Oh, hi, Tom. Hi.
Hi. So the answer is around 145 to 165 degrees.
Really? That's the maximum they could serve the coffee?
Back when we first started, Starbucks accepted the acceptable range of beverage temperature was around.
Wow.
And that is...
Wow.
I can't...
And that's not Celsius, thank God, because I can't calculate.
Yeah, I don't ever ask me anything metric. I'm American here.
Yeah.
We use our feet and our fingers to measure things here.
Man. No, I believe that. You know what? Because I remember that woman that sued McDonald's for the burn. I think it was 160 degrees. So I think, if I remember correctly, so I think you're right. I think the 140 to 160 range is what the
coffee... I think her coffee was a lot hotter. If you actually look into that story, she had a really valid case. Like, that
she
was
did.
Pretty much boiling coffee. And, yeah, she did kind of do something stupid. But there was no reason for anybody to hand somebody a scalding hot drink like that in a mm-hmm. moving vehicle.
Well, I talked to an attorney who worked on the case. He said the reason why the case was such a slam dunk and the media didn't understand that is apparently that particular McDonald's had been cited multiple times for their coffee temperature.
Yep.
So then when she burned herself, it was such an easy case to go through because there were so many times they were told to watch the temperature, and that's what happened. But that's not how the story was covered.
Yeah, no, and I'm pretty sure McDonald's had a hand in how that got covered, too. You know, blow it off. This silly woman, can you believe you're suing somebody for coffee burns? Coffee's hot,
yeah.
You know. You can play it off so sarcastically, and of course everybody just rolls their eyes after that anytime you hear something, so.
Right, right. But it was, from what I understand, it was a valid legal case. And you know me,
yep.
Lawyers, I don't really like to, you know, give them props, but, I have to call it like it is.
Yeah, if you have the money, lawyers can be your best friend. If you don't, just avoid them.
Oh, I know it. I know it. All right, so thank you. Thank you for that intelligence. Tom is in the intelligence department of the Dr. Dahlia Show. We do have an intelligence department.
Working very closely with the CIA.
Yes,
wink,
please.
Wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Because my department, the talent, doesn't have any intelligence. See? Tom is the one that provides all the intelligence for the show. Thank you. Okay, so anyway, if they're recommending that you're not supposed to drink a drink greater than 149 degrees Fahrenheit, you could be pretty screwed by the type of drinks that you're getting from these places, from these shops. So, now, what degrees does water boil? Now, this is where I remember with Celsius. Okay, 100 degrees Celsius is when water boils, right? Okay, but Fahrenheit, that's 212 degrees. So it really shouldn't be boiling hot, you know, your drink, which is why 149, that's probably a lot more common temperature than we think. Okay, now, the 65 degrees Celsius temperature noted by the Cancer Research Agency, they say, is enough to burn your tongue. And according to the American Burn Association, skin contact with a liquid this hot can result in almost instantaneous burns if prolonged. Don't you hate that feeling when you burn yourself? You know, you drink some soup or something, and then all of a sudden, and then your tongue goes numb, and then you can't taste the rest of your food. That's why I don't really like hot drinks. In fact, you know, my mom used to, whenever we had soup, throw ice in the soup. And so I was always expecting soup to be lukewarm, if not cold, because my mom would always have ice in the soup so we wouldn't burn ourselves. And so all of a sudden you go to a restaurant, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is hot. I was at a restaurant the other day. Actually, not the other day. It was a little while ago. And I went with some friends, and the waiter, you know, comes over and would you like soup or salad? You know, and I go, you know, what's the soup of the day? And he goes, cream of cauliflower. And I go, is that on purpose? He goes, what do you mean? I mean, did you guys purposely, like, plan to do a cream of cauliflower soup, or it just you guys got nothing? I mean, really? Honestly, cream of cauliflower? He goes, no, it's actually a very good soup. It's a soup. Like, first of all, I don't like cauliflower, and I sure the hell am not going to, you know, drink a soup, and I can't stand cream soup, so the last thing I'm going to do is drink a cream of cauliflower soup. Well, I ordered it, don't ask why, I just did, because I really didn't want a salad, because I didn't want to poop, you know, later that night, because I was going to be very busy. So I ordered the soup, and you want to know what? It was good. It was cream of cauliflower soup. I tipped the waiter well. I give these food servers so much grief because I was a food server, and I don't mean to, but I tip them well. Okay, we got to get back to this. We're back on medical headlines. I'm going to get fired, guys. Okay, so the findings came after a group of 23 international scientists analyzed all available data on the carcinogenicity of coffee. And it says mate, a leaf infusion consumed commonly in South America and other regions, and a range of other hot beverages, including tea. And they decided that drinks consumed at hot temperatures cause cancer. Well, you guys know what happens. Okay, your esophagus is only built, okay, to be a conduit for food. It's not built for acid. It's not built for super spicy stuff. It's not built for super hot things. So all of a sudden, you're exposing it to something that's not very natural to it. Okay, remember, our bodies were not designed for fire. Yeah, man, caveman discovered fire. Okay, but if even so, we didn't drink boiling hot drinks, okay, our esophagus is used to eating things that are body temperature at the hottest. So that's what it's able to withstand. Anything hotter than that. So let's say there's an animal and its core temperature is about 100 some degrees. I think, you know, certain animals have obviously higher core temperatures than we do. Okay, then your body will be able to absorb something that's about 100 something degrees. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be able to eat hotter. Okay, even though a lot of us like a nice, hot, juicy steak. So just cool down the drinks, okay? That's really what we're doing here. And coffee's not carcinogenic anymore. I don't really care because I don't drink coffee. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of people are on diet drugs, and many of you have told me to go on a diet drug. Okay, thank you, but no. Okay, I exercise a lot. It's just I love chocolate. Leave me alone.
And so many want to know which is the best. And I told you for years, I had issues with these medications. Like, for example, when it came to Meridia, Meridia was a medication that was on the market a while back. And when my patients were on it for weight loss, I noticed their blood pressure go up. So I stopped using it. I'm like, I'm not going to start another problem just for some temporary weight loss. And I believe Meridia was taken off the market soon after. Phentermine, a form of speed, has been a medication that's been around for a very, very long time. And it acts as an anorexic. It makes you not want to eat. It makes you lose some appetite. Unfortunately, it only works for a very short period of time. And I stopped prescribing that back in 2002, roughly, because one of my patients had a seizure. And I told you about that. She came into my office, and I go, oh, you know, you lost a couple more pounds. This is wonderful. Okay, so you're here for your prescription, a refill of your phentermine. How's your heart? How's your blood pressure? She's like, no. You didn't hear? I'm like, oh, no. Hear what? She goes, I was in the ER. I had a seizure when I was driving. Almost killed a kid. Please don't prescribe that to any more people, because the ER doc said that causes seizures. And it caused seizures with me. She never had another seizure. And I never gave that medication again. Now, even though I've never seen another phentermine-induced seizure, I had never seen permanent weight loss with the phentermine, so I wasn't a huge fan. Zenocal came out at roughly the same time. Zenocal came out roughly the same time as this period that I'm talking about, I think was the over-the-counter version of it, where it would block some fat absorption about 30%. The problem is my patients were complaining that they were having rectal discharge and would have a lot of gas. And so, yeah, that would make, and I also noticed that the weight loss wasn't that much. And so, unfortunately, in my practice, I didn't find huge success with the medications. Long-term success. I found some short-term success, like somebody wanted to fit into their wedding dress. But unfortunately, no. Now, it looks like we are having some studies being done that looks a lot at, you know, which is effective and how effective they are. According to WebMD, currently 5 drugs are approved in the United States for managing obesity, but little has been known about how they stack up against one another. The lead researcher is Dr. Siddharth Singh, the lead researcher in the study, and the findings, based on more than 29,000 people in total, show all 5 drugs can work, but people on certain drugs tended to be more successful at least over 1 year. So specifically, people using Kismia, which is phentermine, topiramate, which is the phentermine, Topamax. Topamax we used for migraines and seizures, but it also seemed to lower appetite. So they found the two of those together seemed to work well. Saxenda, which had the highest odds of shedding at least 5% of their initial weight. Those taking Zenocal or Orlistat had the lowest odds. They say there is no single drug that's best for everyone, according to the lead author, who is an assistant clinical professor at the University of California, San Diego. He cautioned that his team's numbers are just averages across study groups, and he said the side effects of each medication vary, and that is an important factor in treatment decisions. They say, in general, if you give drug X, there will be a wide variation of patients' responses, just like with blood pressure or diabetes medication. That makes sense. They say some people will have zero weight loss or even weight gain. Now, the weight gain makes sense. This is something that I've seen for a while, because what ends up happening is you start taking an anorexic, okay, or like a phentermine, and you lose your appetite, so you eat less. Now, remember, your body doesn't give a damn about the wedding or the bathing suit or the babe you're trying to date this weekend, so it doesn't care about that. It cares about normalcy. It cares about making sure it's maintaining what your current body weight is, because when you lose weight drastically, that could cause stress on the body. So immediately your body notices, wait a second, something's wrong, let's slow down metabolism. Everybody, something's not right. They're eating less food. Okay, they could be, I don't know, a prisoner of war. Maybe they're going to starve. We need to get our acts together. Everybody hold the phone. Just slow down the metabolism. So now you're on this medication, your metabolism is slower. You go off the medication, the metabolism doesn't go right back to normal. Look at what happened with the Biggest Loser contestants. They said their metabolism was even slower than when they first started because of what happened. Rapid weight loss or artificially induced diet regimens or anorexia will cause a slowing metabolism. In this study, Dr. Singh's team analyzed findings from 28 clinical trials, testing the 5 approved drugs for obesity, Kismia, Saxenda, Zenical, along with Belvique, and Contrave. Contrave is naltrexone bupropion. Contrave is the one that has the opioid overdose medication, plus an antidepressant. Okay, for weight loss. On average, the researchers found that every drug worked a little better than placebo. In helping obese adults lose weight over years, some seem more effective than others. People on Kismia typically lost 20 pounds more than placebo pills. They were 9 times more likely to drop at least 5% of their initial body weight. People taking Zenical or Belvique tended to shed the fewest pounds, only 6 to 7 pounds more than placebo users. Now, some of you are going to listen to this going, whoa, wait a second here. Okay, wait a second. Okay, this is pretty good. I could lose 20 pounds. Okay, remember, there's going to be a time where you have to go off the medication. Okay, you can't be on these medications long term. In fact, when I was first prescribing, so we're talking about 15, 16 years ago, I believe there was a medical board recommendation that the medicine is not used longer than 90 days. So what happens when you take them off after 90 days? Now, I think that rule no longer exists, but I remember that recommendation being out there. So you just gain the weight back. Also, they said not everyone benefited, and there were dropouts, which were more common than with certain medications. They said people taking Contrave and Saxenda were almost 3 times more likely to quit a trial over side effects. Okay, Contrave has the antidepressant bupropion. It carries a boxed warning about the potential risk of suicidal thoughts. So that medicine may not be the best for somebody who already suffers from psychiatric illness. Yet some people will say, well, bupropion, which is, you know, in Wellbutrin, that's a medicine for people with depression. I've used it many times for people with depression, and I've seen it to prevent suicidal thoughts. So, you know, the moral to this story is don't mess around. Okay, these things are pretty serious medications, and it is our job to make sure that we use the right medication for the right person, and if there is not going to be any long-term gain, we really need to think, you know, figure out if it's worth the risk. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Viagra could save men's lives. That's what men have been saying for years. Why? Because the drug cuts heart attack risk by improving blood flow. Remember, Viagra was originally designed as a cardiovascular pulmonary medicine for pulmonary hypertension. It was a medication used to relax the blood vessels, and lo and behold, they found a very nice side effect. All right, so men taking the impotence drug are found to have a lower risk of having a heart attack or dying from heart failure. Experts from the University of Manchester studied 6,000 diabetic patients who had been given Viagra to treat erectile dysfunction, and because the drug relaxes muscle cells in the blood vessels supplying the penis, it also allows more blood flow to other areas. The increased blood flow increases the likelihood of getting an erection. And they think the PDE5I, which relaxes the blood vessels, prevents damage to heart cells. Okay, now, heart failure, like we talked about, is where the heart fails to pump enough blood throughout the body, and it occurs because the muscle gets stiff or weak, maybe because of lack of blood flow. Diabetics are more prone to heart problems. Now, when we come back from break, I've talked about why Viagra has saved thousands of lives, but not because it prevented the heart attack. It's because it brought to the forefront, to the doctor, that there was a heart problem. So when we come back, we're also going to talk about that. We also need to talk about the Obamacare premiums are rising on average 11% next year. This is ridiculous. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, really quickly, a lot of you guys are doing the dance because of the study that has come out talking about how Viagra can save lives and help protect the heart. Okay, keep in mind, all right,
if you need Viagra, all right, if you are a healthy guy, your testosterone is good, you are in the mood, your wife, hopefully it's your wife, right, is turning you on, you are ready to just go for it, and you're not able to start the erection or maintain the erection, that could be a sign of a medical issue. Okay? But we know that Viagra makes it very, very easy to treat. And we have been very, very happy with these erectile dysfunction medications and the class of drugs, these phosphodiesterase inhibitors. Now, that doesn't mean, all right, remember, the ease at treating this doesn't change the severity of the illness. Okay? It's very easy to treat blood pressure these days. Very easy to treat diabetes. Does it mean your illness is less severe? No. Diabetes, high blood pressure, that could kill. And so we get this false sense of security because the medication, if a medication is so easy to treat, then I guess it's not that bad. So what could be so bad about having, you know, difficulty having an erection? I mean, besides, you know, the fact that you can't have an erection or maintain one. Well, remember, and I've talked about this on the show before, you're losing blood flow. Okay, you're losing the ability to cause a blood flow or to maintain a blood flow to the penis. Well, if you're having that much difficulty with that sized artery, then what about the arteries to the heart? Okay, now I know the arteries to the brain are big, but you still have smaller arteries in the brain. All right, and these arteries vary in size, obviously. And people think, well, it's only down there below the waist. I don't have to worry about the other parts of the body. No, you do. And so when somebody would come in asking for Viagra, I would say, before I give you Viagra, I'm going to check your heart. And they're like, ah, my heart's good enough for sex. I've been having sex for years. And by the way, sex is very good for the heart. But the fact that you're having a blood flow problem to one body part is telling me you probably have a blood flow problem to another body part. Remember we talked about years ago peripheral vascular disease where you're losing blood flow to the feet? And any of you guys having cold feet all the time or feet that hurt when you walk? If you're losing blood flow to the feet, I will bet anything you're losing blood flow to the heart. So having erectile dysfunction, to me, mandates an exam of your heart. Not because I'm worried about Viagra hurting your heart, but because I'm worried about the underlying disease. I don't care if Viagra fixes your erections. I'm worried about your heart. So now we check people's, we'll do an EKG. Now we'll have them evaluated by the cardiologist. And lo and behold, I can't tell you how many people actually had vessel disease, either triple vessel disease or coronary artery disease, whether on one, two, three vessels, whatnot. They could have had a heart attack while driving their kid to school, or while having sex, or while operating a plane. So this is very concerning. And, you know, people always joke about it, and everybody's now all excited that, you know, these medications are out there and they're working, and now we're being told it may actually help prevent heart attack. I would just like to say, before you go on the Viagra bandwagon, please make sure you get your heart checked so you know that those vessels are not as affected as what's going on. Now, I always like to find out why you're having erectile dysfunction. Now, I know it's very common in men, and it could be because the testosterone goes down a little bit. All right? And it could be because, yeah, you know, things just don't seem to work as well. I mean, women's sex drive drops. That's a part of aging. You know, but if the sex drive is there, you know, and your testosterone levels are fine, all right, and all of a sudden you're having issues, we want to know why. What's very interesting is erectile dysfunction is a big symptom of diabetes. We never compare the two or talk about that, but it is. Now, what happens to diabetics? What's even a bigger, more worrisome symptom? Heart disease. So you see how it's related? So even though this is some good news where they're talking about Viagra may improve blood flow, and then this one study of diabetics show they're actually also studying to see if it prevents arrhythmias, abnormal heart rates in people that have heart failure. So they did a study with diabetics. They're now doing a study to see if it prevents abnormal heart rhythms. All the power to them, because this medicine was originally a cardiovascular medication. So I have no doubts that this is going to be something we could use for cardiovascular health. No doubts at all in my mind. But if I can't get you to go and visit a medical provider to get checked originally to make sure you don't have a heart problem, we're we're not going to succeed in whatever we're doing to protect your heart. This article also talks about don't give up sex because it's good for the heart, according to Daily Mail. Professor Claudio Gilsores de Araujo of Instituto de Curacao in Rio de Janeiro, he looked at if heart patients should be encouraged to have sex, comparing sex to a brisk walk. He has compiled practical recommendations to help couples begin to be intimate again. He said his team's extensive literature review looked at more than 150 papers, allowed them to dismiss several myths regarding sex after heart attack, and the risk of death during sex is very low. In fact, sex was responsible for less than 2% of heart patients who died due to the exercise. He goes, when I see patients in my office, I say, have you resumed having sex? They say, no, doctor. I say, what about kissing and touching? They say, no, doctor. He says, there's no reason for that. Heart patients are usually weak and depressed. Sexual activity can help them resume the way of life. So, make sure you check in with your heart doctor before you decide to jump in and have sex again. And, yeah. And please check with the wife. Okay, make sure she wants it, too. And, you know, have fun. But, again, just please. Make sure somebody's watching the hearts. Obamacare premiums, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, is to rise an average of 11% next year, forcing some to pay almost $500 a month, although my rates have been about $800 a month. So premiums, they say, for lower-cost medical plans under the federal health care law are expected to go up an average of 11%. The finding comes from a study that have reinforced reports of sharp increases around the country. For consumers, the impact will depend on whether they get government subsidies for their premiums, as well as their own willingness to switch plans to keep the increases more manageable. They say the full picture on 2017 premiums will emerge later this summer. Gosh, can you believe we're going into 2017? They're already talking about 2017. Man. And the health law's next sign-up season starts a week before Election Day. Now, Hillary Clinton wants to build on President Barack Obama's health overhaul, which has reduced the uninsured rate, they say, to a historically low 9%. Donald Trump wants to repeal health care. Again, I'm really, really questioning the uninsured rate. I'm really kind of questioning that. Expanding Medicaid, that is one thing that I think we all were for. But giving people insurance with $11,000 deductibles and them not using their health insurance, to me, does not mean they're insured. Okay? Having a card does not mean you're insured. Being able to go to the doctor or the medical provider and not paying high premiums and high deductibles and high copays, to me, is being insured. So I think these numbers are false. The Kaiser study looked at 14 metro areas in which complete data on insurer premium requests is already available, and they found that premiums for a level of insurance called the lowest cost silver plan will go up in 12 of the areas while decreasing in two. The changes range from a decrease of 14% in Providence, Rhode Island, to an increase of 26% in Portland, Oregon. Half of the cities are going to increase 10% or more. I mean, this is ridiculous. So my rates were $800. That means it'd go up to $850. I mean, it's not $850. I'm sorry. $500 or go up. That means $880. I mean, that's not acceptable. So this is what we're dealing with. I'm not sure what the answer is. I think repealing Obamacare is a start, but I think a lot of damage has been done. And I think it's going to take a lot more than repealing Obamacare to fix this mess. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885.
or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.